There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
March 17, 2015, on this worldwide transmission. We got some fun this hour. This is my field now. I'm back into the saddle here talking about the health stuff, which I've been doing for, 35 years. So now you got me in my field, and I love the whole political realm of this, and I love the biophysics aspect of it. I know my daughter-in-law walked in the other day, and I just got a new book in the mail on biophysics and interdimensional relationships and how they work and what the human soul really is and what it really does and why the men in that says in the book of Revelation will be trading and trafficking in men's souls. And the reality is on that, just to segue before we start on nutrition stuff, you don't want me, I know you don't want me, I know you're going to do, I know I'm going to do nutrition. Give me a second. Basically, the trafficking in men's souls, the only thing real on this hologram that we're in, this soul farm that we're on, is our soul. And for some reason, they use that for interdimensional transference and what they're able to do as far as the creation ability God gave us with our souls and our minds. So I'll have to do a whole show on that one time. That gets really technical, but I tell you what, it's fascinated me. Let's talk about the top 10 foods never to eat. I did this with Joyce a long time ago, probably close to a year ago now. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail because I've got some extra time. The number one food we tell people never to eat are the high-fat luncheon meats. I include bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs. Now, the reason I do this is that we've got a group of foods here, and many of them have death rates associated with them. When I was a full-blown nutritionist, state licensed here in Florida, and I was seeing up to 40 patients a day, working with them and their medical doctors to lower their blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels, and I was doing all of this stuff on an ongoing basis. We had one of the largest clinics in the southeastern United States set up here in Winter Haven, Florida. And what I learned was this. There are certain foods, there's certain behavioral problems associated with food. We could go on a whole show just on behavioral problems associated with food that are causing the vast majority of the diseases in the United States. I include heart disease, diabetes, cancer, ADD. You can't say autism anymore because of the high relationship between that and the association with the immunizations. So there are all kinds of natural things you can do to help eliminate a lot of these different types of conditions. So we put together a program called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. And we use it for the patients that came into the office. And what it was, and we still have it available, it's at the bodybyted.com website if you guys are interested in that. That's not free today. The book's free, not the CD series. And the CD series took a person through a systematic process on lowering their blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels by changing the diet through systematic changing of how they eat and their lifestyle choices. And it's a very simple program to use. But we started realizing that when you started having people coming in and they were all suffering from some of the same diseases and they were all eating the same foods and you start changing their diets, they started having better, the symptoms started to becoming ameliorated because of the, because you were getting them off of certain foods. So one of the first foods we put on the list were the high-fat luncheon meats. I include bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs. The University of Southern California a few years ago, they did a study and they found children who ate just 3 hot dogs a week had 9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who did not. Now, what I find particularly interesting about that study is this. The leading cause of death in children aged 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer, and the leading type of cancer is leukemia. And so when you have an organization like the University of Southern California saying, if you eat hot dogs, you're going to have a massive increase, 9-fold increase in leukemia rates in kids, I think you need to pay attention to that. Now, some people are saying, why does that happen? Well, hot dogs contain sodium nitrite. Sodium nitrite reacts with stomach acid to form nitrosamines, which are one of the most potent cancer-inducing agents for colon rectal cancer known to man. Plus, it gives you a massive increase. I think it's like 60 times greater incident of pancreatic cancer. Years ago, I was doing a seminar at Carpenter's Home Church in Lakeland, Florida, which doesn't exist anymore. And I remember I had a lady who was there, and she was talking about her husband just constantly ate hot dogs, ate 4 or 5 hot dogs a day, lived on hot dogs. And I warned her about this, about the whole problem with colorectal cancer, and she said he wouldn't listen to her. Well, a few years later, I remember I saw her, I think with the mall or wherever we were, I forgot where we were, here, small town, and she said that her husband had died of colorectal cancer. And so the number one food to stay away from, high fat lunch and meats. Come back with number two in just a few moments.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for March the 17th. Yes, I had to look up the date. Maybe I'm 59 years old, but I don't particularly remember dates as well as I used to. And my little watch thing, I can't even see that anymore because my eyes can't see focus up close anymore unless I've got my glasses on. So don't fuss at me because I have to look up the date. My first chapter in this book that I want to give you for free today when you call the Power Hour, Mom, now remember, I've only got 60 of these. I said Joy 60 of them, so when they're gone, they're gone. So if you want to get a free copy of this, you're going to have to call and order in. It's 877-817-9829. Again, you get a free copy of this book at the Power Hour Mall when you order anything from the Power Mall. So that way they can cover their freight on the book. The first chapter in this book is called Bad, Bad Medicine. And I say in this book, I still shake my head in disbelief when I think of this. The U.S. government agencies continue to claim that vitamins, yes, vitamins are hazardous to your health, while they ignore the lawsuits, the negative press, the industry reports, statistics that prove how unsafe approved pharmaceuticals really are. How is this allowed to continue? Fortunately, a dedicated group of researchers have compiled and analyzed all of the published information. I go into detail on all of this. Each year, 2.2 million are in the hospital from adverse reactions to prescribed drugs. 20 million antibiotics are prescribed unnecessarily for viral infections. 7.5 million unnecessary medical and surgical procedures performed. 8.9 million people are unnecessarily hospitalized. This book has, I think, 45 chapters in it. Bad medicine, medical and surgical procedures, women's experience in medicine, the first iatrogenic study, specific drug iatrogenic antibiotics, which are doctor-induced diseases, unnecessary surgical procedures, victory over PMS and menopause. My wife wrote this. If you're over the age of 40 and you're going through menopause, we have an entire chapter in there on what my wife did, what we developed, an entire nutrition program that you're only going to get out of this book that takes care of a lot of the symptoms associated with menopause. And my wife's personality had completely changed. She's 58 years old about 8 years ago, and we had to find a way to try to get it back to normal again, and we did. We found a way to make it work very, very, very well. So that's in this book. And again, this book is free when you call the Power Hour Mall for the first 60 people. That's it. Then we're out of books. 877-817-9829. We've got another chapter in here on the dangers of immunizations, how to turn back your aging clock, bisphenol A, senile dementia, Alzheimer's disease, know the truth. Traditional medicine cannot stop atherosclerotic plaquing, which we know. We show you how to do that through dietary change. We go into detail about over-the-counter painkillers that actually kill you. This is a great chapter. It says, doing this, it deals with sleep aids and taking sleeping pills. Doing this may actually cause you to die in your sleep. Vitamin deficiency that can cause confusion, fatigue, and dementia. Do not use this. This is a death sweetener that you got to find out about that sweetener. We tell you never use a stimulus that stimulates a kill. Two food products that can destroy the brain and lung tissue. This is the Dead Doctors Do Not Lie chapter. The truth is revealed. The dangers of high sugar and high processed diet. What can be done about aging? I love that one. Hair loss in men and women. The high energy alternatives. Effective new protocols that work to help stop allergies. Two steps to help to avoid Parkinson's disease. Healthy Americans kill profits for pharmaceutical corporations. You need to read that one. The eradication of the sick and elderly through Obamacare. Prostate supplements that actually work. Simple remedy for joint and back pain. Specific details on different types of supplements that are necessary for health. Say no to gas, bloating, and digestion. This just goes on and on. Iodine and radiation opposers, the dangers of weed killers, to say no to GMOs, HPV vaccines, maintaining a healthy heart. We tell you how calcium can kill you if you're a man, why you should never take it on page 162. Alzheimer's solutions found in the spice cabinet. Children vitamins, make wise decisions concerning vitamins for your kids. We talk about turmeric and how it does so much different things. Dangerous drug side effects, getting and keeping healthy. This is probably the best, most direct book. Every chapter is a standalone chapter, and it could be something that you can just give to your friends if you get a free one because it's that good of a book. Again, there's 60 of them. They're free. When you order anything from the Power Hour Mall, 877-817-9829. Number two on the top 10 list of foods to avoid is NutraSweet Aspartame or Equal. I include in that category the new Splenda sweetener, the chlorinated sugar, which is incredible, like a pesticide. Don't use that one either. The aspartame has been shown to cause brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradations. I know some of my medical friends have actually said it's a brain entrainment molecule. It's a dopamine releaser brought to us by our Defense Department. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's not the official narrative on that. It was actually developed by G.D. Searley from the research that I can find. A chemist actually licked his fingers after he'd handled phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol, which is pain thinner, and found it to be sweet. I personally don't believe that because I had too many hours in chemistry and organic chemistry at Florida State in the laboratories. You never licked your fingers, guys. If you've ever taken chemistry in the classroom, you know I'm telling you the truth. You don't lick your fingers when you're in a chemistry lab because you poison yourself. And why in the world would you lick your fingers if you have methyl alcohol, which is paint thinner, on your fingers? You'd have to be brain dead to do that. I personally think now, after all these years of continuing doing research on this, since Donald Rumsfeld, Mr. Infamy, basically brought this product to us, I really believe this product was brought to us by our CIA to put us into a more of a brainwave pattern, which is conducive to believing the narrative and the lie and the continuing this illusion that they put us in the United States now is the Rothschild banking cartel where their satanic influences take over the planet. That's what I think it's being used for. So if you have to get off anything, get off aspartame, get off of the the chlorinated hydrocarbon sugars. Get off all of those. Stay away from all of that stuff. Use stevia in moderation only. Some studies show that stevia, if you use excessive amounts of it, can also mess up your blood sugar metabolism. Number three, stay off of margarine. Use real butter. Use olive oil. Use grapeseed oil. A good alternative is take butter and mix it with cold-pressed virgin olive oil and put a little bit of Redmond salt in it. It makes a delicious-tasting spread. It actually is actually healthy for you, and you don't want to use margarine or Crisco. Remember, Crisco is a trans fat. I mean, it's unbelievably bad for you. It's like MSG. I mean, there's no amount of it safe, and you need to get it out of your diet altogether. That's one of the things. Two things I look for, I've already covered this morning on this list. Whenever I do a I'm going to use this product or I'm not going to use this product, the number one thing that I stay away from is sodium nitrite. If anything contains sodium nitrite, you got to put skull and bones on it. It's got to be, you can't put it in your body. Number two is trans fats, hydrogenated oils. You got to avoid those. Anything with trans fats or hydrogenated oils, partially hydrogenated anything needs to be completely avoided. Number three needs to be aspartame or Equal or anything like that. And then also the new one that they have out in it. Doggone it, it skips my mind right now, that new one they have out with the chlorinated sugars in it. But avoid all of those products. Avoid every artificial sweetener out there. And if you have to use something, use stevia. But those are the four things that you've got to look for. Number four to stay away from is shellfish. That includes lobster, shrimp, Equal. I'm sorry, it's not Equal. It's lobster, shrimp. My brain's still trying to process what in the world that thing is called. I wish I could open the phone lines up. I know it'll come to me in a second. You can tell I never use the stuff or I would know what it is. Number four is shellfish to avoid on this list. That includes lobster, shrimp, oyster, prawns, scallops, crabs, and clams. Avoid those, especially with all the corags that they dumped into the Gulf of Mexico. It's one of the worst things that you can put into your body. We have death rates associated with shellfish in the state of Florida. We have between 10 and 15 people a year die from shellfish poisoning, paralytic shellfish poisoning. It's something we don't put on our tourist brochures. Along with the alligators that bite people and kill people. We don't talk about that either. Or the shark attacks. It's just not good for, it's not good to bring people into Florida for tourism for those types of things. I remember a couple of years ago, a lady was actually jogging around a retention pond, an alligator ran out and ran her down and grabbed her. I mean, just crazy stuff like that. We haven't, because of the environmentalists, we get to live with 10 and 15 and 18 foot reptiles that like to eat people. God. I mean, when we were kids, I remember we had pretty much gotten rid of all the large gators. There were still a lot of gators, but they were smaller ones that didn't like to eat people. And now we've got all these big ones that are running around again. Number five to stay away from is the junk food category. I include Twinkies and Ding Dongs and cupcakes. Avoid foods that are just processed like that. Avoid foods that contain all these poisons and trans fats and all of these negative calories. Calories that actually are so bad for you and so empty that they take more B vitamins to metabolize and they're giving you, so your body goes into an energy depletion. I remember Kerry Ream said a long, long time ago, he's one of the people that I listened to many, many years ago. He said that the first day that you take in, that you put out more energy than you take in is your first day of illness. I'm going to repeat that. The first day that you put out more energy than you take in is your first day of illness because you start losing reserve energy and your body starts to deteriorate. And that's one of the reasons that so many people have advanced aging. They go in and you see them after a 20-year high school reunion and you say, wow, what happened to you? And then you see them after the 30th high school reunion and they've got solid white hair or they're in a wheelchair or their bodies are completely falling apart. And it happens all the time. You always see this kind of stuff happen. You go, it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be that way. But it is that way. People age at different rates because of the amount of energy they expend. If people don't understand, you can't burn a candle at both ends and not have it burn half as long. If you're living on coffee, if you're living on caffeine, if you're living on adrenal stimulants, you need to basically understand that you can't do that and have a healthy lifestyle and have any kind of life expectancy. This is one of the reasons so many people, remember guys, the kids are being born with cancer now. They're being born with cancer. Born with cancer. I mean, that's awful. They're being born with cancer because the mother's diet is so bad and she has no antioxidants in her diet that the mother's diet is in such bad conditions that this child is born with cancer. And so it's absolutely awful that this is going on. And then we got to talk about ADD and autism for just a second. In our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at thebodybyted.com or the Health Masters website, these are not free. We go into detail, on attention deficit disorder and what could be done with kids that have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. And we have to understand we've got about 10 million kids right now in the United States that are taking the drug Ritalin or Adderall. These are amphetamine salts. They're not healthy. I mean, they're bad. I mean, you know, methamphetamine is illegal. Methamphetamidate is a Schedule II drug, which is Ritalin. And these are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. If a cocaine addict is given Ritalin, they can't tell whether they're given Ritalin or cocaine if they snorted up their noses. Come right back, one final break, and then we'll come to your questions.
Finally, with the Power Hour, there's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
All slipped there was the Splenda. I call it a chlorocarbon because that's what it is. It's basically a pesticide, Splenda sucralose. It's a chlorinated sugar, a high chlorocarbon. Common chlorocarbons include carbon tetrachloride, trichloroethylene, methylene chloride, which are all super poisonous and uses pesticides. Chlorine is nature's Doberman attack dog, a highly excitable atomic element, which is used in bleach, disinfectants, and insecticides, World War I poison gas, and hydrochloric acid. Sucralose is a molecule of sugar chemically manipulated to surrender three hydroxyl groups and replace them with three chlorine atoms. So when you're eating a pesticide, when you take this product, so don't do it. Phone number, 855-6923 for the phone calls this morning. If you have any questions to ask, that's going to be 855-995-6923 for any phone calls on health and nutrition. I need to ask you guys to do me a favor here, if you don't mind, please. Number one is keep your questions really short. I've already got a full board as far as health and nutrition questions. I can't do a full 15 or 20-minute counseling session with you guys. I can't do it because I'll never get through all the phone calls. We're going to take as many phone calls as we possibly can. Please, I'm giving this book away at the Power Mall. You guys can call it at 877-817-9829. You have to order anything to get the book. It doesn't matter what you order. I don't care. George doesn't care. I donated the books to Power Mall to help you guys to help generate some revenue to cover the cost of the show. There's 60 books. That's all they have. Once the books are gone, they're gone. And so that's my contribution for the show this morning, trying to help Joyce generate revenue because she is self-funded. So everybody needs to support the Power Mall. That's really, really important. And you can also go to healthmasters.com and sign up for my free emails that we do. And occasionally we'll actually do phone consultations, and I'll be able to talk to people at the office, but that I don't do that very often because I'm so busy. So, but we don't charge for that when you do that. There's no cost on that. And so just let us help you the best we possibly can. But try to get this book because it's going to answer a whole bunch of your questions. Now, let's go back in and let's talk real quick about ADD and ADHD. You know, if you had a two-year-old child that had a problem with a health problem, and you went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Let's give this kid a shot of morphine. We're going to calm him right down." You'd think the doctor was nuts. I mean, if you get caught filling more than one prescription in the state of Florida, it's called doctor shopping for opiates, for Schedule II drugs. They'll lock you up and charge you with felonies. I've got a friend of mine who was a cancer patient, and he had gotten two different prescriptions, and he tried to fill them both out. He ended up getting arrested. He ended up getting arrested for doctor shopping. And so, it was unbelievable how much money it cost him to get out of that. I mean, it was like $70,000 to $80,000 in legal fees before he got everything dropped because he was, quote, shopping different prescriptions is what he was accused of. And he had a horrible, horrible bout with cancer, and he had massive amounts of surgery and was in tremendous pain. So it wasn't bad enough that he had cancer and that he was dying. Now he's being charged with a felony for doctor shopping and buying opiates under different prescription titles. I mean, so be really careful with that. But think about this. The reason I said all that is Ritalin is a Schedule II drug. It's in the same category as the opiates. Percodan, Demerol, OxyContin, they're all Schedule II drugs, and they give it to kids on an ongoing basis. Let me finish the rest of this top 10 list real quick, and we're going to go to your calls at the bottom of the hour. I've got a full phone board already. Everything's full, so if you guys want to wait a few minutes till a few of these people clear off, we'll start again. So, again, go to the Power Mall, 877-817-9829 for your free book. Order something, and then you get the book for free. Number six to stay away from is chlorine and fluoride. That's so important. We've talked about that to nauseam. Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, which is your third eye, which helps to give you spiritual insight. There's natural things you can do to decalcify the pineal gland, including taking different types of compounds as far as EDTA to help ethylene dietetracetic acid. That's not exactly the right pronunciation, but that's close, and which is a chelating compound. In addition to that, you can do all kinds of different types of you can do K2. That helps to do it also. You can do magnesium bath salts. That helps to do it also. There's all kinds of natural ways to do that. And number seven are going to be soy products. Stay away from soy. Soy just needs to be avoided as much as possible. It's just another female estrogen compound in the food supply along with all these other estrogen compounds. Don't put it in your body. Stay away from soy. Only exception is vitamin E. Sometimes the best source, and there's actually no soy left in the E. It's a derivative of the soy, so you get a pretty good vitamin E out of it. Number eight are high-fat dairy products. If you're going to use dairy products, stay with the raw certified, state certified goat's milk or cow's milk. Those are the best alternatives. I can only recommend to you state certified products on this show, because a lot of states, it is illegal to buy raw milk from anything other than a state certified dairy. Number 10 are coffee products. If you're going to drink coffee, do it in moderation. Don't do it every day, and understand it elevates cortisol. And number 11 are alcohol products. If you're going to drink alcohol, do it in moderation, but remember it increases the risks of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis, liver, alcoholism, osteosis, and breast cancer. Back with your questions. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host, for Tuesday, March 17, 2015. And yes, we are giving a huge book giveaway today. My latest book, Breakthrough Health, is available for free at the Power Mall. I've donated these books to Joyce for this morning. We have 60 copies that we're giving away, so you need to give us a call at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. If you call my website up and you ask them for a free book, they're going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. We have one open phone line right now. We had a phone call drop off. We also have a phone call from Sean. He has an off-topic question. I'm going to put you on the phone here for just a second, Sean, because I recognize your name. Go ahead, Sean. You got a question for me real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you had a stellar point this morning pertaining to the debt-based monetary system. That is why George W. At the day of 9/11 said, "Don't stop shopping. Everybody needs to continue to go to the mall." Do you remember that comment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, by the way, I know him, and I met him a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I met him at a seminar. I got to talk to him, and I actually asked him about the M1 money supply. And I'll be honest with you. I told him, I said, President Bush, I want to let you know that I really appreciate you increasing the M1 money supply back in 2008. Otherwise, we'd have had a massive financial kaput. You know, the whole thing would have collapsed, because when you're in a debt-based system and it runs out of money, it just collapses. And I'll be honest with you, Sean, he looked at me with a blank look in his eyes, like he had absolutely no idea what I was talking about when I talked about the M1 money supply. And then we had a little bit more chit-chat, because I knew his father real well. I'd done about 50 or 60 seminars with his father and his mother. I've got a signed copy of Barbara's Bush here on my desk. And so it's interesting to me how when you start to get to know these people and talk to them, they really don't have a clue as far as monetary systems and what the Federal Reserve banks are doing, because, again, these people are just put into power and they're pawns in the game to facilitate the ongoing march of the Rothschild banking cartel and its world dominion.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much.
Sean, thanks for calling, buddy. All right, let's go to these phone calls real quick. Let's talk. I've got it. I've got another open phone line now. Sean's gone. We're going to go into Billy Bob in Iowa. Billy Bob in Iowa, you've got a question for me about health nutrition. Go ahead. You're live.
Yeah. Let me get to your health thing here just a second. You know, you said last time you was on that you didn't know if it was an inside job with the towers going down. Well, take this in consideration, if you will. The day before the towers got nailed, there was the biggest sell-off of airline stocks.
That's right.
Stock, yeah, and tell me that's not an inside job.
Well, no. What I meant by saying that, Bob, Billy, is that I don't know who did it. I don't know who was involved in it. I know the Mossad was involved in it. We know that. We know Israel was up to its neck in it. We know that we had all kinds of other stuff going on with it. We know there were a lot of sell-offs of major airline stocks. We know a lot of stuff that was going on. Now, I could start pinpointing and naming names. I push it all back to the Rothschild banking cartel trying to get the Patriot Act pushed into the United States, trying to take away our freedoms. That's why I push it all back to that. If you're going to dig deeper, if you're going to dig to the bottom line of this, I would think it's the international banking community, which is running the United States, which was specifically involved in the entire 9/11 debacle. As far as the individuals, there were so many people, including, you know, Bush's brother, who was head of the security for the trade towers. I know all about him. I know all about Silverstein. There's so many players in this, and this is such an intricate facilitated operation. And everybody knows we didn't have an airplane going to the Pentagon. I mean, my gosh, if you don't know that, then you don't know what's going on. And even, you know, even Stelbein said that when he examined the pictures. He said this was not an airplane. He said, I'm not going to say what it is because I don't know, but it wasn't an airplane because there were no wing marks. So, no, I'm awake. Don't worry about that. I know that this was not something that, you know, happened by accident, and the mainstream narrative that we were given concerning 9/11 is a joke. I mean, it's a complete and total joke.
Do you know why it was done? It started in 1980. And you know why this is all done? Nothing more than for the stock market to go ahead. And you'll see all this murdering and stuff and these killings of innocents started back in 1980 forward. And it was all set up to get Jimmy Carter knocked out of the way. He was a Sunday school. They could do a twofer, which was slap Christianity in the face by taking down a Sunday school teacher, Christian. They put all these presidents in. They'll help get a Democrat in. They knew Truman was after the ladies. They knew Bill Clinton was after the ladies. And they knew once they got them in, they could get all this legislation signed, the Fed with Truman, or not Truman, Woodrow Wilson. They knew they could get that done because they'd catch him with his pants down the same way as Bill Clinton and get all that stuff and get rid of the one act that kept the bankers from what they was doing. If you, Ted, if you ever knew what was really going on, you would literally cry. And
I think we all are kind of getting an idea, Billy. And the craziest thing about this is I agree with you. I know the whole history of what happened and how they got Woodrow Wilson into power and how he passed the Federal Reserve Act. The last greatest president we've ever had in my lifetime was John F. Kennedy, period. And I mean, he's the only one that actually stood against this tyranny and tried to stop things. And of course, they killed him and they killed his brother. And so those are the ones we had in our generation. But since the CIA coup of the United States with the John F. Kennedy assassination with the mob, we have never had a free country anymore because this all tied together with the Rothschild banking cartel and the Masonic lodges and all of this stuff. It's all tied together now. And so we have a country that's one of the worst run countries in the world, and we're living under tyranny. And that's just the
truth.
That's
right. Do you know who started the Green Berets?
Mm-mm.
none other than John F. Kennedy. He started Peace Corps too, which was kind of you know, they all, I don't know how you tie those two in together, but yeah, to see a president taken out and have his head exploded out in public and everything, that should scare everybody to know how much they've got us. And I have to say, I don't know where God Almighty's at. You know, my religion and stuff is starting to pray. And by the way, Billy Bob's a pseudonym. It's a non-plume. Hey, I thank you for the time.
You're welcome, Billy Bob. And I think we're all starting to pray more and more. I think that the whole New World Order is driving people to their knees who are Christians, and they're waking people up. I really believe that's what's happening. And I appreciate these off-topic comments, but, you know, I thought we were doing nutrition today, but that's okay. Lauren in Ohio, go ahead. You got information for me.
Yeah, I do. And God doesn't do fear. He does the power of love and a sound mind. And
that's right.
Ted, I hate to do it, but I'm off topic, but it's the first topic that you were covering this morning. Have you ever read The Great American Adventure by Judge Dale?
I've read it.
You have? Okay.
I have, yes.
So this is what I want people to understand. I come at this by way of solution, and I always say the same thing. It seems redundant, but it's the only power that we've got. Obey God first. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, you don't pay them. Keep your children in your home, and boycott big business. The bottom line is, and I'm just going to take a couple of things out of here, that this country, what we call the United States of America, they overthrew the Constitution right when it was born, and they reinstated a privately owned colony called the Virginia Colony, and it ran as that until March 9th, 1933, when it was overthrown by, you know, Roosevelt and the Emergency Banking Act, at which time the United States Incorporated, which is registered in France and recorded under the Vatican, is that's what you are in. And I know this because this is my family history. I am descendant from a French Jew, Isaac Demery, who, when they hit the shores of America, he was a Frenchman working for the British military. He's 1739 in America, and he's all of a sudden a Catholic. And they were the only slaveholders down there. It was like 5% of the people in the South held slaves. And they were the Jews, 75% of them, and the Catholics. And the rest of the people didn't really have slaves. But they used the evil in the midst of the people as the excuse to go in and basically overtake the southern land, because they wanted to use it, the Rothschild bankers, for collateral and to wreck this country. Here's the solution, page 114 of that document, and you can go to stopthecrime.net and get that document in full. And it's free. You don't have to do anything. Go to 114. It's the sovereign citizen section. The case is Bond versus United States, 529 U.S. 334-2000. The Supreme Court held that the American people are, in fact, sovereign, and not the states or the government. The court went on to define that local, state, and federal law enforcement officers were committing unlawful actions against the sovereign people by enforcement of the laws and are personally liable for their actions. This is the key. We don't have to keep letting them win, but it means that each and every one of us have to educate ourselves, like with the 10 foods that you just gave us never to eat. This is in our power. Stop turning your children over to the schools for them to dumb them down. Stop giving them money. The fruit of a man's labor belongs to that man. And we have to understand, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. The Congress wasn't even supposed to meet except one time a year, the first Monday in December. And then they turned that over with an amendment, and all of a sudden they were meeting the third day of January to run our lives all year. So this is an illusion, and we've got to get off the food. We've got to get off our butts. We've got to be willing to live our own lives. Occupy your life. So that's all I have to say.
Lauren, thank you. I love when you call in. Here's the thing. When I started that stuff with the Rothschild cartel this morning with Putin and the Rothschild controlled central bank of Russia, I knew that it was going to be really hard to do an hour on nutrition because I was going to stoke up everybody. I did a show, like I said, on Sunday night on a big Christian station out of Houston, one of the largest stations in America, 100,000 watt FM, and I could not believe how asleep the mainstream people are who watch the Idiot Box every night and who take the mainstream news as gospel. And it's nice for me to be on this show with you, Lauren, and with all the people that are calling in, because I tell you what, if we don't stand together, we're not going to stand at all. We're going to be all on our knees begging them not to shoot us. And I tell you what, it's getting close that we've got to get on our knees now before God Almighty and ask Him to heal our land. We need to educate ourselves. And you're absolutely right. I went to StopTheCrime.net and I ordered that. I downloaded that article and I read that entire book. So I've read a lot of it. I hold back on you guys a little bit, but not much anymore, because you guys are right on your toes on the Power Hour. Joyce has done a phenomenal job in educating you guys. That's why I want you guys to please go to the Power Hour. Get a free copy. I'm giving you a free book. I don't even know what I can do besides that, and support the Power Hour and order something. Lauren, thanks so much for calling.
Right.
We're going to go to Dorothy in Florida. We're going to start on nutrition questions. Dorothy, you got a question on nutrition. We've got some open lines on nutrition, 855-6923, if you want to go ahead and call us up. And I'm sorry, it's phone numbers 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Health questions. Dorothy in Florida, what is your health question, wonderful?
Thank you. Good morning, Ted. Ted, I am looking for the best cod liver oil that doesn't have that much mercury in it. I'm sure that, you know, fish now is sort of bad because of Fukushima. But I do believe that fish is good for you. And is there any such thing as, like in around the New England state area, northeastern salmon? I just love salmon. I really do. So please do tell me where are the best sources I can find.
Well, I'm not sure if the Power Mall sells cod liver oil or not. I'm not familiar with all the products they sell, but we do carry that at Health Masters. The phone number at our office is 863-967. 0244-863-967-0244. We only carry what's called molecularly distilled cod liver oil, Dorothy. We also have a raw cod liver oil, which is phenomenal, too. And those are the ones that we recommend. The raw ones, it's raw and fermented. It's a good product. It's a little pricey, I think. And I believe that the other ones
without mercury in it.
But, oh yeah, they don't. We have them all tested, and we now carry a specific one with the Health Masters label on it that is mercury free certified, and we also test it for radiation.
Oh,
because of what's happening with Fukushima. Yeah, that's what we try to do. We always try to bring the best quality health products in the world to our patients and our customers at healthmasters.com. But that's what we do. But the molecularly distilled cod liver oil that has been tested for radiation, those are the best ones. Any other health questions for me, Dorothy?
Okay, and again, you haven't heard of any northeastern salmon, the fish.
Well, most salmon now coming out of the Atlantic is going to be farm raised, and when you have farm raised salmon, I don't recommend using that because number one, it has a real bad problem with parasitic infestations. I was down in Chile a few years ago, and I remember we were on a cruise ship and we were going in and out of these fjords, and they had these salmon farms, and they were actually putting them by waterfalls that were coming out of the mountains to try to flush the feces from the salmon away because the salmon aren't made to be captive like that inside of nets.
Right.
They really aren't. And so the salmon basically are not, they're predatory fish, and they're not made to be caught in a little net and be fed soy pellets. You know, it's not healthy to do that with salmon. I don't recommend to the farm-raised fish at all. You need to stay with the wild cod. That's a lot healthier for you.
But wild cod is the best.
Well, wild caught salmon, even wild, any kind of wild caught fish. But always remember this, stay away from skin fish. You need to use scale fish that has fins and scales. Again,
definitely.
It goes back to the Old Testament. I'm a big believer in the Torah, in
right,
the five first
right,
books,
I
the
do
Pentateuch
too.
Of Levitical law. And you guys have heard me talking about this for the past 35 years, if you're familiar with me. And what we do is we go into detail. You don't need to eat unclean meat. A couple of weeks ago, I was with Hagman and Hagman, and I was having lunch with Joe Hagman in Orlando, and we walked into a restaurant there at the hotel, a nice restaurant, and all they had was like swordfish and catfish and all this unclean fish.
Right.
And I told the guys, I said, look, guys, I'm not going to eat here. We need to go somewhere else. I'd rather go get a hamburger somewhere than this. I'm not going to eat unclean meat. To draw a line in the sand. Stay away from the shellfish. Stay away from the skinfish.
Oh, yes, I eat none of that stuff. None of it, period.
That's good.
No,
all right, Dorothy, it's so good talking to you. Thanks for calling. Steve in Virginia, you got a phone call. Go ahead.
Yes, I did want to ask you something about diatomaceous earth. But
okay, go ahead. You can ask me.
We heard that that was good, but the main question was: a friend has this pulmonary hypertension, I believe they call it. Are there any couple of things you might mention that would be good for that person to take?
Oh yeah, we there's a product that we have. It's called HGH Stimulate, and what it does, it's a nitric oxide product, and it really helps to help maintain normal blood pressure. You can also do a round trampoline. If you get a little mini trampoline, that's one of the best things you can do for blood pressure. It's the best exercise you can do for blood pressure. Now, if your friend is elderly, you get, it's like a little trampoline they use on the side of the stadiums when they're doing the cheerleaders are using. It's like 3 feet in diameter, but you can put a couple chairs in front of it or build a rack around it so you can hold on, and you can start just jogging on that or walking on that very slowly, and that'll really, really help to regulate, maintain really healthy blood pressure. It's the best exercise you can do. Plus, you can take vitamin E, which decreases blood viscosity, increases blood flow, makes the blood thinner. Very, very important. But magnesium is very good. There's a really good topical magnesium product that you can use that you can soak your feet in and help get more magnesium in your body. It's using over 200 chemical reactions in the body. I know my wife, we just developed this new product, and she had real bad swelling in her fingers. She had done a bunch of weed pulling a few years ago, and she couldn't close her fist anymore. She's 58 years old, and her fingers were hurting. And I told her, I said, well, this isn't going to work for us. I'm not going to accept this. We were taking the oral magnesium glycinate, which is one of the best products you can take as far as orals, but it's very difficult to make magnesium not a laxative, and it's very hard to get enough magnesium in your body. So she started soaking her feet and her hands in this magnesium oil and this magnesium salt, and within about 6 weeks, I couldn't believe the difference. She was actually able to close her fists because her hands wouldn't close. They could actually close. And now she's totally and completely pain-free. I've also seen that work very, very well for spinal stenosis, for the calcium outcroppings in the spine, because the magnesium helps to dissolve the excessive amounts of calcium in the body. The biggest thing that people don't understand is that calcium is like oil in the gas in the oil tank of a car, in the engine. Magnesium is like gasoline. The magnesium has to constantly be replenished. The magnesium is one of the most critical things you can put in your body, and you have to put it in high concentration every single day because the body constantly uses it. Does that answer your question for you, Steve?
Yes, and the diatomaceous earth, can you address that?
Yes, when we come back from the break, we'll do the diatomaceous earth. We still got more phone calls. Don't worry, I'll get everybody's phone calls today. Hang on.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Let's go right back to Steve in Virginia. Let's go ahead and get his question on Diamantaeus Earth. Go ahead, Steve. What do you want to ask him about Diamantaeus Earth?
Yes, I believe I heard that Dr. Wallach was on Coast to Coast last evening, and he had mentioned they'd been talking about that was good for pain.
I've not heard it for pain. The main reason that we ever used Diamantaeus Earth was for parasitic control. It's a good product to take. I wouldn't take it on an ongoing basis, and I've never heard it used for pain before. But the DE is basically from seashells, tiny little diatoms, and it has a tendency when you have parasites in your intestinal tract and you take it, it cuts them was what it does. It just makes them kind of leak out their fluids and they die. So that's the only reason we've ever used the Diamantaeus Earth. Thanks for the call, Steve. All right, David in New York, you're live. Go ahead. You got a question for me.
Yes, thanks for taking the call here this morning. I've had a problem with chronic congestion. I'm a celiac, so I don't eat any grain. But I still tend to have problems with just chronic nasal congestion, especially if I eat a little bit more animal fats than I try to eat all organic and everything. But,
well, one of the best things I found for congestion that really, really helps, especially with allergies, thanks for the call, David, is when you use turmeric. Turmeric's one of the best products that you can use as far as for allergies. I've seen people with just miserable, miserable allergies take like six of those capsules two or three times a day and completely control their allergies using nothing else. It's kind of like one of those things that's very easy to control elevated blood sugars. You know, with type 2 diabetes, it's very easy to change that through dietary control. But you have to simply know what to do. I know with Hagman and Hagman, we came in when we first started doing shows with them. Joe's blood sugar was Doug Hagman's blood sugar was sky high. And we taught him how to change his diet. And he worked with his doctor in titrating his dosing down, and he's pretty much off all medication now by simply changing his food that he was eating and following the proper protocol. Gail in New Jersey, you got a question? Go ahead. Gail in New Jersey, you there? Okay, let's go to Kathy in Maine. Kathy in Maine, you are live. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. You are born in Ohio. I just really appreciate the opportunity to ask you this question. I'm calling on behalf of a woman who had come from Poland many years ago, actually, around the time of World War II, in fact, and I had taught Holocaust and genocide history classes to a high school. But anyway, my question is health-related. So I can relate to a lot of what you're saying in terms of the history, but this 80-year-old woman has had increasing weakness in her legs. 4 years ago, she had an MRI of her head at Johns Hopkins. They found nothing, but she went to a local neurologist who said she has a bulging, she has sciatic spinal stenosis with two bulging discs, L4 and L5.
Okay. Kathy, thanks so much for the phone call. These types of questions like this, if you start dealing with neurological conditions and bulging discs, they're best handled by a neurologist or by an orthopedic surgeon as far as getting advice from all that. But now what I do know with the spinal stenosis, what my wife has done and what multiple testimonials have done from an anecdotal standpoint is the topical magnesium has done very, very well as far as helping to absorb those types of spinal stenosis, I guess you could call them, and helping to ameliorate the symptoms associated with that. But you need to always check with your doctors, especially when you have severe conditions like that. Okay, Chris in Florida, final health question. Go ahead. Chris in Florida, you there?
Yes, sir. You mentioned diatomaceous earth, and it should be noted that it also destroys the beneficial bacteria, although I'll continue to take it most definitely. But I also supplement with probiotics and prebiotics to replace those beneficial bacteria because it's mechanically destroying them, as well as the parasites and the synthetic biology of the Morgellon disease that a lot of the sufferers report that their symptoms are aggravated by the heavier chemtrail spraying, and their symptoms are often relieved with a tablespoon of food-grade diatomaceous earth twice per day, and it's such an inexpensive solution.
Chris, thanks so much for the phone call. We're out of time, guys. I apologize for the end of the questions for the health. I've got a bunch of people who want to still talk.